This week's Cut Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Thomas Hebert, Senior Vice President of Government Relations for Ogilvy. Cut one coming down in 3, 2, 1.
And it's not just the conservation compliance plan that this farmer might already have to do erosion control work on their operation in order to maintain their eligibility for the Title I commodity program payments. NRCS look at their entire farm, look at the land, the crops they're producing, systems for pest management, fertility management, erosion control, production in general, and find out what are the resource issues affecting water quality, air quality, wildlife habitat, related pesticide and worker safety issues, how those all come together on your farm and how you manage those so as also to make sure that you make money and have a good profitable operation. That kind of conservation plan helps the farmer understand their entire operation from a resource perspective.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
And NRCS finds it much easier to work with producers that have such a plan, because when you come in to apply for a program like EQIP or CSP, you and your local NRCS person can look at that plan and say, okay, this is what you're doing, this is what you might need to do, this is the way you could do it in a way that supports your overall objectives for your operation, and this is how our programs can fit in and give you some support and how we would stage the work over time. It's not essential, but it'd be very important and helpful to producers. And I encourage you to think about getting one if you're a grower. And this 2008 Farm Bill, through EQIP and other programs, does provide farmers support explicitly for the development of a conservation plan. And so I think it's worth exploring.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The NRCS delivery system for the conservation programs is very decentralized. So even though headquarters writes rules and guidance and allocates money, really most of the important decisions get made at the state level and at the county level. NRCS often has a presence in almost every county in the country where there's farming taking place, and they have staff there. So if a farmer really wants to have that program work for them, it's important that they try and find a way to create a relationship with that NRCS personnel at the local level. Get to know them, help them to get to know you and your operation and what you need from a conservation perspective. And that makes the whole process that much easier when you need their assistance to fill out an application, when they try and understand what your application means relative to what the programs allow and such.